from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
All right, so some what ifs are just like, get out of here. That's crazy. It's never going to happen. Some what ifs are like, yeah, what if? And this is one of those. And I want to set the backdrop and how we thought about this, because in Pittsburgh yesterday afternoon, where, you know, obviously the Texans are going to play the Steelers on Friday. In Pittsburgh, there was a involving Chris Canty and others, very, you know, kind of pointed argument, discussion about, is Mike Tomlin a Hall of Fame coach? And when I saw the headline, I was like, well, I got to click on this, because of course he's a Hall of Fame coach. I mean, of course. Like, he's never had a losing season. He's been there how long now? What's it, 16?
2007, 2006, yeah. Somewhere around there. Yeah, he's been there a long time.
He's been there forever, never lost, won a Super Bowl. I'm like, what kind of bozos don't think he's going to be in the Hall of Fame? But it got me to thinking, but let's listen to it first.
So I'm going to ask you this question. Is Mike Tomlin a Hall of Famer?
I guess so. I don't know, man. I don't even know what the Hall of Fame coach is anymore, because
Mike Tomlin is what it looks like.
I don't understand what this standard is in terms of how you're judging coaches. We're literally talking about Mike Tomlin being a Hall of Fame coach. He will waltz into the Hall of Fame 5 years after he's done coaching.
Because all of these guys had long tenures with Hall of Fame quarterbacks and won one Super Bowl by the quarterback standard. That's an under. We were talking about it with Aaron Rodgers and Mike McCarthy yesterday.
I don't know how it's possible to be an underachiever and be in a Hall of Fame. That doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah.
That math don't make sense to me. So I can't continue this conversation because I don't understand it.
I agree with you.
Yeah,
I agree with him. But it does get you to start thinking. Like, if we, I think everybody here, maybe everybody in the city agrees, C.J. Stroud is going to be an elite quarterback. Probably already is. You know, he's just got to go out another year and kind of back up last season. DeMeco Ryans is the man. Like he's turned this thing around so, you know, so quickly and so much. And DeMeco is, this team is going to win a lot. So let's say we get 12 years of C.J. Stroud, just as an example, hopefully more. But let's say we get 12 years of C.J. Stroud. Let's say DeMeco has a career that parallels Mike Tomlin's. None of these are big what ifs if what we're feeling is real and what a lot of people do believe is real. And C.J. Stroud takes the city of Houston to a Super Bowl and wins a Super Bowl. Like, we're going nuts. It's the greatest era of football in the history of Houston. But what they said right there, if he's elite and DeMeco, you know, coaches this team the whole time, but they win just one Super Bowl with an elite quarterback like that, is it underachieving?
See, it's a little tricky, man. I think it's a little tricky because, like, in the moment, I would think that's underachieving, because I would feel like he should have more Super Bowls than that. Even like with Aaron Rodgers, I want to say Aaron Rodgers only got one Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. In the moment, you look at
Green
it
like, Bay.
Yeah, you think like, man, that was so underachieving because this one of the greatest quarterbacks ever, mm-hmm. and he only got one Super Bowl. But once he hang it up, once they hang it up, then you look back at the resume, you say, man, this guy was dominant.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, he probably run into some hurdles, but Now, I wouldn't look at that as underachieving. Maybe a little disappointing. Yeah. Maybe you wish you could have had more, but I wouldn't look at that as underachieving.
Just a little bit. And the reason is because you talk about having an elite quarterback like CJ Stroud. You should have one more. Now, of course,
more than one.
Yeah. Now, of course, there's going to be a lot of different factors that come in because you don't know what other quarterbacks are still playing. You don't know if you're still.
What if Mahomes wins eight?
Yeah.
You know,
he could just keep going against Mahomes and maybe getting the bad part of it. And so maybe he just only got him one time.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't look at his resume and be like, nah, he underachieved. Mm-hmm. Nah, it was a good career. But unfortunately, you just keep running into the greatest quarterback of all time.
Yeah. I would be disappointed. I would feel unfulfilled. Like, maybe, boy, we could have had more. Like if he's Aaron Rodgers, again, listen to what we're saying. We're kind of dumb about it.
Yeah.
But it's a discussion that a lot of people are kind of, it's kind of dancing around in your head. Like, we think he's going to be that good. If he's that good, And Aaron Rodgers, I think Green Bay fans are unfulfilled.
Yeah.
I really do.
Yeah.
I don't think they regret having Aaron Rodgers. Another example is the freaking Astros. Let's say the only World Series they had was in 2017, and they hadn't won the other one. I'd feel like that was a little, maybe even underachieving, considering how dominant they were and what kind of talent they had.
And look at the roster, man. Yeah. You got an MVP in Jose Altuve. You got just a stacked roster, man. Mm-hmm. And you only got one World Series. It's like, man, we were supposed to have about two or three or four of them things.
Mm-hmm.
But I think, like I said, I'm glad they got the second World Series.
Yeah.
And now you can look and be like, man, they went to seven straight ALCS. They went to the World Series, how many times? Three times?
Yeah.
They went to the World Series. They got two of them, but, man, it was so dominant. And you could just look at the resume like that. Even now, honestly, mm-hmm. I wish they could have got one more, man. I think they should have. The one they lost with A.J. Hintz throwing out the, was it Will Harris?
Yeah.
They should have won that one to me.
Mm-hmm.
And that one kind of hurt, but I know once it's all said and done.
They should have definitely won that one.
Yeah. Once it's said and done, then you can look at the resume and be like, man, that was a bad Astros team in that era.
Yeah. And a texter says, Lopez is in a state of dreaming. Let the Texans have one good season with this group before we start talking all
pump
this
the
elite BS.
Pump the brakes.
Hey, they did have one good season. one really, really good season. And if you don't think that that most people watching football think that CJ Stroud is on the cusp and if not already elite, then you're on an island. So, like, if we're assuming, and I think it's a safe assumption that he's elite, we're assuming DeMeco Ryans is really, really good, and they go 10, 12 years and win one Super Bowl, I just refuse to believe that I'm gonna say the word underachieving after that run, just because it's been such a long stretch for Houston. But I will. I'm with Chris. I'd be like, sort of like, dang,
yeah,
like Peyton Manning in Indianapolis.
Yeah, I felt like he should have got more.
Yeah, I don't think anybody's like mad. You just kind of feel like, well, darn. Yeah. You know what I mean.
And you know who we kept running against? Tom Brady.
That's the other factor.
Kept going against Tom Brady. So sometimes when you look at it like that, then it's like, dang, like we should have had more. But if you look at his resume, he had a good career, man.
Mm-hmm. And one thing for sure, and this ties in with what they're talking about in Pittsburgh on that show, DeMeco would absolutely be in the Hall of Fame as a coach. You go 10, 12 years, you make these big runs. Let's say you fall short two or three times, whether it's in the Super Bowl or AFC Championship game or whatever, but you win one. That's a Hall of Fame quarterback, coach.
Yeah, yeah, I think if DeMeco was here for the next 16 years, mm-hmm. Let's say he get to a Super Bowl, win one, he get to another one, lose one, and never had a losing record.
Yeah.
I would say that's a Hall of Fame coach.
Yeah.
I think that's a Hall of Fame coach. But I also think Mike Tomlin, him being a Pittsburgh Steeler, I think that play a lot in it too, man. Pro Football Hall of Fame, love Steelers.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's like the golden child of the NFL, man. Just being a Steeler for so long.
Yeah.
I think he going to get the benefit of the doubt.
I think the other thing that would play in with why it wouldn't be underachieving, it's because he did it in Houston. That ties in with exactly what you're talking about. Pittsburgh can have that discussion because their standard is so high.
Yeah.
Like, what, 5, 6, whatever it is that they've had. And you go back to Chuck Knoll and Bill Cowher.
Hell, he had three. three head coaches.
Yeah, three head coaches. But, like, their standard is so high. It's kind of like the Astros now in terms of, like, well, we got it. It's World Series. It's AL Championship or the season was a disappointment. Like, their standard is so high. But in Houston, dude, they won a Super Bowl in Houston. Like, the city, the organization that hadn't won squat. So I think that's why it would be like he would get some grace there.
I think so. I agree.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.